This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School. And, Coach, as you get ready for Winthrop, I know the celebration has got to calm down here over the Friday night win over Classical, but can you put that game into perspective? I know we talked after the game, but you've had a couple of days to let this all sink in and look it over, but what's your final take on it?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that stands out, especially getting a chance to obviously watch a little bit of film and just going through it with the team, I think that, you know, there are multiple situations in that game where our back was up against the wall and I needed a response, right? And I thought the team did a tremendous job in multiple situations, whether it was third down, fourth down. We had a couple, like in that last drive, right? Devontae had that big catch that got us that first down. He reached for that first down. I mean, so we had guys that really responded in those difficult situations. And, you know, that only comes through experience, you know. And I do think that, again, these guys, we've said it before, I think that some of that is really starting to show that experience, and it's paying off.
You know, I talked to the players a moment ago and talked to them about the fact that they were able to throw Classical, that is, for over 400 yards against you guys and maybe even some opportunities for some more on top of that. But yet, you know, you were able to pull out the W.
Yeah, I mean, I think in any of these situations, that first half, you know, the ball was getting slung all over the place, right? And again, there were a lot of points being scored. I think what I was impressed with these guys is we talked about at halftime that we needed to really control the clock, right? We wanted to try to keep the ball out of their hands, right? They got talented players. We needed to control the clock. And, you know, it came across in our rushing, right? We almost had 300 yards of rushing, you know. So for us to be able to kind of flip our game plan a little bit and approach it from a different angle and still be successful, right, I think that's another element of this game that I think ultimately helped us win, is that they were able to respond and really be able to move the ball on the ground and control the clock.
Yeah, and you look at the game in the sense that each team was able to move the ball in different ways, I think, at times, or dominantly one passing and you guys more running. But it looked like you guys were on top of the line of scrimmage right from the beginning of the game. You know, you were competitive and were able to run the football right away in the game.
Yep. No, I mean, I think from an offensive line perspective, you know, really proud of these guys. You know, that we have a number of guys that obviously got some playing time last year, but we've asked a lot of guys that were playing JV to really step up, right? And, you know, to go into a physical game like that and be able to control the line of scrimmage, I do think it was a differentiator.
Now, we talked to the five captains, but other than the five captains and you've watched the film, can you pull out a couple of other people? I mean, that there must have been a lot of things that the FAN could not catch in that game, but you obviously have been able to watching the film and being on the sidelines.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple. I would say that, you know, first off, I would say Julian Ortiz. I know we spoke a little bit about him the other night, but, you know, to be asked to come into a big game and come in at tight end, right? You know, he obviously plays defense, but to come out and, you know, that tight end position in our offense is a critical thing, both on the blocking side of the house, but also receiving, right? Yeah. And for him to come out and, you know, get himself open a couple times, scored obviously two touchdowns for us, you know, as a backup tight end, you know, that's the type of performances that we need from our guys that are waiting on the bench, right? When they get their opportunity, they're going to take every advantage of it, and he certainly did.
Yeah, I guess it speaks to depth right away for you guys, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's a number of guys now in the program that are hungry. The other big thing is that a lot of these guys have to go up against these guys that are starting every day, right? So from their own development, they're going up against some talented guys every day, which is helping craft their skill, right, which I think is only good for the future.
All right, so the climb is upward here for Salem football. There's no doubt about it. But now you've come off that huge win Friday night. But now you've got to get ready for Winthrop on Friday night, a solid team, you know, just a very solid team. How do you get the team refocused for the next game?
Yeah, I mean, we started that right out of the gate today in our team meeting, right? I mean, I think if you look at the last 10 years, we're 2-8 against Winthrop. Right. So, I mean, they've always been a tough team in our division. I think, you know, these last several years, I think the coaching staff over at Winthrop does a phenomenal job. You know, each and every year he has guys that are playing their hearts out. They're well disciplined. And if you look year to year, even though athletes are coming and going in that program, he's able to produce a level of success that's consistent, which I think says a lot about not only his kids, but obviously as a staff. So, you know, we certainly got our hands full, but I think that comes across in film, right? When we turn on the film and the kids see it, you know, it's an obvious thing. So I think laser focused. I think, as you know, there were definitely some holes in our game. Even though we were able to win, there were definitely holes in the game from a performance perspective. So I know these guys are hungry. We're doing a lot of talking on Saturday about what we need to do to be successful this week, and they're excited to get out here today and practice.
You know, I've seen Winthrop now three times, believe it or not. The Swampscott game, which they won. Prior to that, St. Mary's, which they lost narrowly. Tale of two halves in both of those games. But then I also saw them last week against Peabody. And to me, defensively, that might have been their most impressive game as well, as they played, losing 24-7. But yet, that's Peabody. And they, you know, they're tough defensively. They just couldn't get the offense going.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you really looking at that game, I think it was 7-7 almost until the end of the third, right? Yeah. So, I mean, they were right in that game. And actually, right before half, they had an opportunity to score to put them up 14-7 going into half, but they ended up fumbling going in. So, you know, I think, again, that score isn't necessarily indicative of how competitive that game was. When they got a little bit behind, they started, again, doing things that they weren't doing in the first half because they had to play a little catch-up that got them into trouble. But, again, if they were able to continue to play their game in that fourth quarter, that would have been a really interesting fourth quarter.
Absolutely. Coach, here's the last question. I kind of asked the kids this today as well. They asked them what the reaction was like in school today, Monday, in Salem. But what have you been getting for reaction over the weekend and into Monday?
It's been great. I mean, I think the you know, there is a loyal base of Salem football alumni and just friends of the program, and it's just great to be able to put smiles on their faces. You know, a lot of these alumni and a lot of the friends of football have been supportive even in our darkest of times. You know, so for them to be part of this and be just as excited as the staff and the kids, you know, it's good for the community, and hopefully we can keep this thing going.
I too think that this play is one of, if you know, I know football, you know, maybe got more attention back in the 70s, you know, I mean, all high school football all around the North Shore and into the 80s as well. But I'm thinking this is one of those plays, that play, that game-winning touchdown catch is one of those plays that is a historic Salem High football catch and win.
Without question. I mean, again, we hadn't beat Classical in 19 years. I mean, so it's a historic win for the Witch, and, you know, you know, I think it shows a lot about the character of these young men that in a difficult scenario, they're able to march right down the field confidently. I mean, you have your quarterback telling the stands to calm down as he's walking down the field, right? So, you know, the point here is that he's again, got the right mentality and the type of person you want leading your squad in those types of pressure situations.
What, Corey Grimes, the captain of calm, is that who he is?
I think that's a good little slogan. I like that. I'm going to use that.
There you go. The captain of calm. Absolutely. Yeah, he's that way. He's that way in person. All right, Coach, thank you so much. Congrats to you, the team, the coaching staff, and it's an exciting week at Salem High.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Looking forward to this weekend.
Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.